Hey, what's that fishing report? Trout season is opening April 6th. That's today if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors via the airwaves of WBT as we blast up and down the eastern seaboard early on a Saturday morning. Welcome to opening day of trout season. I always think about Don Yeager because he'd say, boys, fit them up for a cornmeal overcoat. And many of you who may be going to some of the streams, I think about going up to Wilson Creek. This is just north of Morganton, North Carolina. You can get into the Wilson Creek Gorge area, and I don't know how many miles of water make up the Wilson Creek Gorge, but it's a beautiful gorge. A lot of it's on private land. A lot of it is included as hatchery-supported water, and there'll be cars everywhere up there. So pick and choose your poison. That's what we like to say, take your own rock. But, of course, make sure, before you do anything, take your fishing license up there because they will be checking. Enjoy your time at opening day. It's a traditional time of year for outdoors people, especially for the trout anglers. Again, take your license up there, be safe, and enjoy opening day. One of the other things that we had on the schedule to talk a little bit about is Weldon, North Carolina, the rockfish capital of the world. There's little dispute of that claim, according to Craig Holt, Bass Fishing. He did a featured article on this late season run on the Roanoke River there in Weldon. Anglers are still having a lot of success with those catch and release. Mark that down. Unlike trout season right now, we are in the catch and release days there with striper season. And a lot of the guides are still out there helping people stay on the water. And the fishing has been good. This time of year, the topwater fishing becomes good. And we're going to talk a little bit about it as we bring on someone who knows a lot about it. In fact, he has recently been in the Weldon area for some striper meetings. We're going to bring him on. It's a voice that you know. He's the CCA North Carolina Assistant Director. His name, Matthew Wallen. Matthew, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be on with you guys.
Well, you know that we love getting you on here, especially as we talk about striper season. We're kind of at the latter part of it, but, you know, springtime wakes up the Carolinas, and one of the hottest places for fishing has been in the Weldon, North Carolina region with the annual striper run. Matthew, we wanted to jump in because we know that you were in that area recently, relatively recently. Can you give us a lowdown of how the striper run has been this spring 2024?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually just starting to kick off. It's not even – the fish aren't even quite up to Weldon yet. So the shad fishery down here has been in full swing. A lot of shad have been moving up the coastal rivers. Between the Tar, the Pamlico, the Neuse, and up the Roanoke River to that Weldon area. So the striper are on their tails, man. They're following them right up those rivers as well to make their annual spawning runs, and especially up in Weldon. So Weldon is just actually getting ready to kick off. Come April and May, those stripers move up there to make their spawning run, and they'll stage up right there in Weldon. So the fishing is probably another week or two away from that Weldon area, but now's the time to start thinking about it. Now's the time to get up there in a couple weeks, and top water action should be really good, especially early mornings and late in the evenings, right when that sun's starting to break, and the top water bite can really fire off in those low light conditions. And you know, outside of that, there is no keeper season up there this year. So all the fish that you're catching up on the upper Roanoke, especially the Weldon area, you can't keep them this year. But there will be plenty of rockfish staged up there to catch. It's all single hooks, barbless hooks, to try to take some pressure off the fish and, you know, keep them wet, keep them in the water. But, man, what a fun time to be up there. Spring is gorgeous. The turkeys are gobbling. And, I mean, it's just a beautiful time to be up there in Weldon these next 2 months catching those rockfish.
Matthew, I'm glad you said that about turkeys gobbling, because you don't know this, but one of our other segments is opening day or current North and South Carolina turkey season. So if you missed that segment, you can go to Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors podcast and catch up with that. Matthew, tell us about that striper meeting, because you went up there with a bunch of enthusiasts, guides, captains, people on hand a few weeks ago for a striper meeting. What was that all about, and what culminates from that meeting?
Yeah, so it actually wasn't anything with Wildlife Commission or the Division of Marine Fisheries. It was another conservation group that did a small meeting talking about their influence on the stocking program up mm-hmm. there. They work hand in hand with the state of North Carolina to introduce juvenile fish into the river. That was the majority of that meeting. But you know, there's been a lot of, prior to this year, there's been a few meetings on stripers itself, not only in North Carolina, but up and down the coast as well. They seem to be struggling. We haven't had a good spawn.
Yes.
We haven't had a good spawn in a few years, and that can, you know, that can really be a lot of different things that cause that. There is, you know, a little bit of over a lot of pressure on the fish, over harvest over the past 10 years, and then there's been some issues with the water flow up there in Weldon, and that's really key for these stripers to. You know, in the springtime, if it's too low, they'll get, you know, the eggs basically, once those stripers spawn, the eggs have like, you know, a certain amount of time where they'll get fertilized, and then they'll spread out in that flood basin and get out into the Albemarle Sound. And you really need good water flow for that to happen. And we just haven't had that this year, but it seems like this could be a good spring for it. We got some rain. I think the flow conditions are looking good, and we all have our fingers crossed, hoping that these stripers will make a lot of babies this year.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna make a note of one thing you said there. Is the topwater action is good, and of course, you know, our sponsor Jesse Brown's sells a lot of those fly rods over there. So if you're a fly rodder, that makes for pretty good fishing if you have them coming close to the surface like that, because it makes it good fun on a fly rod striper fishing. Or, Matthew, actually, that shad fishing can be pretty fun with the fly rod too. Catch a 2 or 3 pound shad.
Oh, what a blast. What a blast. And I'll tell you, Weldon's a great place for all anglers of every skill set. I mean, if you're new to recreational fishing, it's a great place to go up there. Book a trip with one of the guides in the area, and it's just action packed. It's a special place where you can have it's a high density of fish in a small area. And you can really hone in your skills, especially on the fly rod. It's just a good place to learn to fly fish and be able to catch fish. And then also if you're a more advanced angler, just to hone in your skills, you know, you're going to have a full day of tight lines when it's on and welding. So it's just an absolute blast up there this time of year.
Of course, we're talking about these saltwater fish, Matthew. I've got a couple of minutes left. You're a boots on the ground angler. Talking about that, as TJ points up one finger, not that finger, TJ. Matthew, tell us about CCANC, Coastal Conservation Association, North Carolina, because it is show season, banquet season. You're traveling the state. I know you have one triangle coming up in the Raleigh area. What else is happening with CCA?
We do. Yeah. So we're closing down our spring banquet season. We've got three banquets left. Like Bill just said, we've got one in Raleigh coming up on April 11th, and then we've got another banquet in Swansboro, North Carolina, down here at the coast on April 20th, and then one back up in the Piedmont region in Burlington, North Carolina, on May 7th. So exciting times. Those banquets are an absolute blast. If you haven't been to one before, definitely come out and experience good camaraderie, all in support for coastal conservation. Okay. Obviously, we're a nonprofit organization based on conserving our marine and estuarine resources for future generations. We're really one of the only dogs in the fight. So there's a lot going on. We just finished up two large-scale habitat projects down here on the coast in the Pamlico River towards the mouth. We put in over 100 reef balls. So it's been a lot going on.
Busy man. CCANC.org. Matthew Wallen, thank you for jumping on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as James Bice from Bison Associates talking turkey, as well as my friend TJ the DJ Boggs. This is Bill Bartee saying, make the Carolina Outdoors look a little bit better than you found it, and pick up the trash.